Dr. Tracy Gappin is the founder and CEO of the Gappin Institute. They're an organization focused on longevity medicine, men's health, and peak performance. He is an author and a speaker. Welcome to the show, Tracy.
Thanks so much, George. Glad to be here with you.
Excited to have you on. Tell us a little about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
For sure. So first and foremost, I am a dad to two amazing little kids. I got an 11-year-old golf prodigy buddy of mine, and then I have a 9-year-old little princess slay queen daughter. So I'm very blessed to have an amazing, beautiful wife and an incredible family. So that's really where everything starts, and that's really my foundation, and that honestly really affected my career as well. So I'm a board-certified urologist by training. I like to now say I'm a recovering board-certified urologist, because after 25 years in traditional healthcare, I saw the light. I had my own health issues, and it really gave me a wake-up call to how we are failing in our traditional healthcare system, how we're failing men's health. I had my own struggles with, I was overweight. I had very high cholesterol numbers. I was very stressed out, not sleeping, wasn't taking care of myself. It was my own fault because I was neglecting my health for the sake of my career. And that's really what our healthcare system is built upon, right? If it ain't broke, don't fix it, and very passive and reactive. And so that got me to this entire new world of longevity, of optimization, where, you know, we focus on lifestyle medicine, we focus on optimizing hormones, looking at gut health, focus on using all kinds of cutting edge testing to understand simply why is your mind and body not working like it's supposed to, and how do we get it to work the right way so that you can be great in business and ultimately in life. And so it was a real wake-up call for me, but ultimately led to a change in my life and my career as well. So now the Gappin Institute, I get to do cutting-edge medicine focused on optimization. We help entrepreneurs, we help high-performers, CEO, athletes, really be your absolute best in business and life by using cutting-edge tests and treatments to help you get there.
Yeah, I appreciate all that. And it's a big problem. Right. You could probably work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for the next foreseeable future and still not scratch the surface of it. Lifestyle medicine, it's necessary because we have bad lifestyles.
Yeah. You know, there needs to be a shift. And let me paint the picture to help the listener understand the problem we're facing here. 3/4 of adults are either overweight or obese. 3/4. Chronic disease is on the rise. We know that the number one cause of death by far is cardiovascular disease. We know that men's testosterone levels have plummeted over the last several decades. You know, 3 massive longitudinal studies tell us that men's testosterone levels are about half what they were 20 years ago. So what that means is for a 45-year-old guy today, his T level is literally half where it needs to be. And so we're seeing this in lifespan, where for the first time in decades, lifespan's actually decreasing. We're dying younger. And so it is a time to really wake up and recognize that we need to be much more proactive and intentional and not wait for problems to occur. And to do that, we have to be very intentional how we go about finding the problem. And it's all correctable. You know, we know that 90% of chronic disease and illness is actually preventable and correctable.
I think it's amazing. 3/4 of adults, men, are obese or overweight. We are literally winning in all the wrong categories across cardiovascular disease, just chronic sickness. We're at the highest it's ever been. So you had a personal event which caused you to catalyze it. How do you get people to wake up and say, oh my gosh, regardless of what everybody else is doing, I need to change my behavior?
Yeah, it starts with recognition. It starts with a shift in mindset. And I really believe that we are so focused on our careers, on building our business, on building wealth, on whatever it is we do every day. But I really believe that your health is your greatest asset or your biggest liability. And you look at guys like Paul Allen, who was the co-founder of Microsoft, and you know he was worth $30 billion at one point, and he was diagnosed with lymphoma at the age of 56, very young. We all know about Steve Jobs. pancreatic cancer, 48 years old when he was diagnosed. And those men had all the money in the world, but they couldn't buy one more day. And I believe that those are prime examples of how we need to balance our work and our life and understand how we can actually affect the outcome by actually waking up and paying attention to our health.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be that way. You don't have to feel like junk every day. You don't have to not be able to do the things that you wanted. I'm 46, and I am. I don't know if it's a combination of good genetics and that I work my butt off to stay in good shape because I want to be able to chase my three kids around who are younger than yours, and I want to be able to go out and compete at whatever I want to compete at, and so I work really hard at it. But I also know that I believe that I'm able to do that, and so I think it's good when people can hear. These are all fixable, whatever the problems you're experiencing.
Yeah. You know, I talk a lot about blind spots, and I believe that every single one of us to a man, and we work with women as well, but my focus and passion has always been men's health. That's where my heart lies. I know that we all have blind spots in our health. And by that, I mean issues, real problems that are lurking under the surface, waiting to cause a problem when you least expect it, or they're already holding you back right now. And a great example is Bob Harper. He is the lead fitness trainer on the TV show The Biggest Loser, and he's the epitome of good health, teaching people how to lose weight and get in shape, and we all aspire to look like this guy. But at the age of 51, Bob Harper had a massive heart attack. He almost died. And he survived, fortunately, but it's a real great example of how we all have blind spots. We thought Bob Harper was healthy. He was not. For him, his blind spot was a lipid marker called LP little a. It's one that most doctors don't know about, don't check. But for Bob Harper, it was massively elevated. And it's a great example of a blind spot that every guy out there should be checking, because if that marker is a problem for you, you need to approach things very, very differently than traditional healthcare is leading you to. And so this is what I mean by blind spots in your health, whether it's cardiovascular markers, inflammation, hormones, gut health, nutrient levels, blood sugar regulation. All of these things are going to affect your performance. It's going to affect your longevity, and it's going to affect your quality of life.
So do you have an idea of how many, just we'll stick with guys like me, like middle-aged American males, how many guys like me are consistently seeing just a general practitioner for an annual checkup?
None.
Okay.
nearly none, George. Yeah. But I was a great example. You know, I'm a doctor and I was running a very busy surgical practice. And at the age of 40, my new wife at the time, probably because she's like, you know, we just got married. So she's like, you got to go see a doctor yourself. And I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. She's like, no, you. And so I went for the first time ever for a physical exam at the age of 40. Even myself, I wasn't doing it. And so what I'll tell you is most likely you're going to find things. If you went to a traditional healthcare doctor, they listen to your heart and lungs, do some basic trivial labs that don't tell you anything. But if we did a lab panel the right way, the right tests, you would find a bunch of stuff that you had no idea. For example, I'm working with several NFL players right now. And a couple wide receivers, I won't give their names for privacy's sake, obviously, but they're divas, like as you expect from a wide receiver. But when they first came to me, both of their free testosterone levels were about a quarter of where they're supposed to be, a quarter. And I see this almost every guy I work with, that testosterone levels, for example, are very, very low. And that actually correlates with higher risk of cardiovascular disease. And so great thing to identify early so that you can fix it.
And so the reason for my question about just going into the traditional healthcare system, if people aren't doing that, is it a bigger stretch to engage in lifestyle medicine and peak performance like the work that you're doing, or is it an alternative? How do you counsel people?
Yeah, great question. I think people are frustrated, disillusioned, fed up with our healthcare system because it's run by bureaucracy. It's run by hospital systems. They own all the doctors now. It's run by insurance companies and big pharma. And so it is literally, if it ain't broke, don't fix it concept. You go to your doctor and he'll give you a drug, and people are tired of doing that. And so I think there's this massive revolution happening right before our eyes right now where people are trying to wake up and understand that there's a very different way that this can be done. It's much more N of one medicine, meaning, you know, for you, George, for example, what exactly do you need? And I like to I use the phrase, I should trademark this, one size fails all, because what you need is very different than the guy next to you. And so that's what we need to start understanding, that there's nuance to how we approach things, whether it's hormones, whether it's cutting edge peptides, whatever we do, everyone needs a different custom stack, if you will. And so I think, yes, I think people are starting to wake up and realize that there's a different way to do this, and it ultimately affects outcomes. You know, now the focus is, how can I help you, you know, achieve peak performance in every area of your life? And we're not talking peak performance like an Olympic athlete or, you know, doing an Ironman. I'm talking about being able to be the best dad you could be, mm-hmm. be a community leader, be able to run your business, you know, be able to lead your team, like basic fundamental aspects of life. I think that's what defines peak performance for each man. And I think that when you realize that you can actually affect that, it makes people look at health and performance in a very different light.
So assuming that we'll just keep using me as an example, that my testosterone levels are probably lower than my dad's, my grandfather's, probably pretty safe to say. What do I stand to gain?
Great question. So most men I see in their 30s even and 40s check labs, and their free testosterone specifically, by the way, is very, very low. And most guys don't notice it. But the symptoms you may start to feel creep in, and it's a very subtle change, is a drop off in cognitive function, in focus, in mental acuity, in memory, in mood, in affect, in how you feel. You know, that feeling of being a man for women, sex drive for both men and women. Bone density, muscle mass, your ability to burn fat, your ability to recover from injury, recover from illness, recover from any kind of work in the gym, be able to see gains for all the work you're putting in, better sleep, better sex drive, better sexual performance. And oh, by the way, it helps when you have optimized testosterone levels where they need to be. You have better cardiovascular markers, lipids, inflammatory markers, blood sugar markers. And oh, by the way, you live longer. And so those are the subtle things that most people don't feel on a day-to-day basis. But to a man, when you have low testosterone and we fix it, it's almost uniform. Guys say, holy cow, doc, I didn't even know how bad I felt until now I feel how I'm supposed to feel again. Hmm. And it's one of those things, it's a subtle thing that kind of creeps up on you. Don't realize it until you get it checked and get it fixed.
Is this attributed to poor diet, lifestyle, toxins, or why is this happening? Is it a chicken or the egg? Am I overweight because of low T, or do I have low T because I'm overweight? Or yes,
great question. A little bit of both. So first of all, it is a self-fulfilling prophecy, a cyclical, you know, a vicious cycle. I believe, and the literature supports this, that toxins in our environment are the absolute biggest culprit. We're talking about chemicals in our water. We're talking, and they're called endocrine disruptors is the medical term for it. But we're talking about chemicals, toxins that crush hormone production and hormone function. So there's chemicals in our drinking water. You know, women's birth control, synthetic estrogen is in our drinking water. Very hard to clear it through our treatment plants. Wow. And we're drinking it. And it's in our food. It's spread in our crops. Our animals are eating all these chemicals and pesticides and herbicides. It's in the plastics that we're drinking from, you know, plastic water bottles, sports bottles, food containers. You know, these are made with BPA and phthalates, and even not to mention the microplastics that we're now seeing. Biopsies of testicles are showing microplastics. So this is a real problem. We know in our personal care products that are loaded with these chemicals, like our deodorant, our sunscreen, our soap, our shampoo, laundry detergent, and we're wearing it every day, and we're bathing in this soup of endocrine disruption. And so dozens of studies have shown how these chemicals are crushing testosterone. Yes, crummy diet. Yes, sedentary lifestyle. Yes, stress and poor sleep. And all of these lifestyle factors affect it as well. But it's clear that toxins is the biggest culprit. One last piece to this, which I don't mean to scare you or the listener, but studies show that there's a genetic inherited part of this as well, meaning Your grandfather was exposed to some chemicals back then that weren't nearly as much as we see now. It's leaving marks on our DNA, methylation, marks on our DNA that's getting passed down from one generation to the next. And so your grandfather gets exposed a little bit. Your dad gets exposed a lot as more and more chemicals are coming into our environment. And so a lot of men being born today are already behind the eight ball because of the transgenerational genetic effect of these chemicals as well. So it's compounding. And so this is why a lot of guys say, well, I'll just fix my testosterone with lifestyle. Well, it's not quite that easy because a lot of the damage has unfortunately kind of already been done. And it's very, very tough to get a free testosterone of 5 or 6 up to a free testosterone of 20 where you need to be by just going to the gym and sleeping and taking some, you know, some basic B complex vitamins and zinc and boron and magnesium. It's much more complicated than that, unfortunately.
So supplementing with it, yeah. That how long have we been supplementing with it? I'm always, obviously I'm concerned about whatever I put into my body. And sure. If my body has made the decision that it wants to stop producing testosterone, isn't that because my body's making a good decision or just doesn't know? And so it's not dangerous to me. That's my question.
Sure. Yeah, that's a great question. So I don't believe it's your body deciding it doesn't want to make testosterone anymore. Okay. I don't believe that it is a choice. I think that our bodies are being poisoned by chemicals. And I think that it's dramatically affecting our quality of life. It's affecting our lifespan by increasing inflammation, increasing cardiovascular disease, increasing lipids. It goes on and on. Clear biomarker effect of low testosterone. And so I don't think this is a matter of the body's choosing not to make testosterone anymore. I think what it comes down to is, where do you want your level to be? It's simply, do you want to have the energy you had when you were younger? Do you want to have the focus? Do you want to have the drive? Do you want to have the ability to recover, the ability to build muscle, the ability to burn fat? Do you want to have the ability to have a great sex life with your partner? These are all aspects of men's health and quality of life that I would submit every guy wants as long as possible. And so I believe that one way or another, we need to get our bodies back to where they're supposed to be. And so there's a lot of fear and confusion and misinformation around testosterone. And look, I want to first be clear that, you know, we have this complex, this human operating system, if you will, and we're talking about less than 1% of all the stuff that we need to be focused on when it comes to all the inputs to our human operating system. But testosterone is a very common focus. So I just want to be clear that I'm not here to tell you that just take TRT and everything's going to be fixed. But I know that when we fix testosterone, a lot of the issues I just described get corrected with very little negligible downside.
Okay. Everybody's sold. What's the way forward?
Yeah. So I always say that every guy should find your blind spots. And by that, I mean, get tested first, whether it's with me or with someone else, get tested. But we're not talking the traditional blood markers that your PCP is going to do. You know, comprehensive metabolic panel, a CBC, some liver enzymes, a urinalysis, those don't tell you anything. So you need to work with someone who's looking at the right markers for hormones, the right markers for looking at inflammation and gut health and cardiovascular risk and blood sugar, metabolic health. When you do that, George, you'll be surprised to find a lot of stuff that you thought you were doing great, but you end up not. I'll give you a great example. Chris, I have so many stories I could share. Chris, a local wealth advisor here in Sarasota, he came to me because he found that his energy was diminished, much lower than, and he's 58 now. I think he was 54 when this happened. And he had very low energy level. And for him, it ended up being blood sugar. He had issues with blood sugar, and it was all what he was eating. And it wasn't that he was eating bad foods. It was the wrong food for his body based on his gut health, based on transient damage that had occurred. And so a lot of times it's issues that's very easily correctable by just finding the issue, the real underlying issue and how do I fix it rather than just simply throwing a drug at it like a statin. Most guys don't need a statin. They need to be eating the right food, clean up their gut, fix your hormones, fix your sleep, get your nutrients dialed in, basic fundamental stuff that's going to make all the difference in the world.
And so this test? It's a blood test. How is that administered? How much does it cost? Can I do it anywhere if I wanted to work with you? I'm in Arizona. Does that work?
Yeah, so if you specifically now we're talking about working with me, working with
Sure.
Gavin Institute, what we do is it's called Launch Diagnostics is what we do, and it's an initial upfront testing package, and it includes blood work, massive panel of over 100 biomarkers. We do microbiome testing as well. We do gut health testing with food sensitivity testing and salivary hormone testing from the beginning as well, because what I know from experience is those are the main blind spots that guys have. And by doing this comprehensive panel, you could do it from anywhere. So yes, you could do it from the comfort of your home in Phoenix, Arizona. You could do it any state in the country. You can get this testing done. And what that's going to do is help you simply find your blind spots. And from there, you could take that and run on your own. Or if you want us to help you with it, that's, step two, so to speak.
Got it. And so just that test will let you know pretty much everything that we've been talking about and where the possible interventions are. It's stop
That's right.
eating cheese or grain, whatever, and do the testosterone or something along those lines.
It'll help us find all the issues that are really keeping your body from working the way it's supposed to. And it's again, a very subtle thing where most of the time this is triggered by something like a guy saying, like, I just felt like something was off. Like, I'm just not myself. Like, my mood is off. My wife said I'm different. I'm not the same. Sometimes it's, I can't recover like from my workouts like I used to, or my wife is chasing me around now. I used to chase her every night. Now she's chasing me. Like something's weird, something's off. Little subtle things that pop up that are really, in my mind, red flags that there's something going on.
Yeah. Well, I think that certainly the numbers support that we should all be, and it just sounds like to me, it's just better to know than to not know. Even if you are suspicious that something is not as it was, or you're just interested in being as healthy as you can for as long as you can, which is, I think, something we're all interested in doing. That this is certainly an investment of. A worthwhile investment of your time and energy and a little bit of money. So I appreciate it.
There you go. Absolutely.
Well, Tracy, thank you so much for coming on. Where can people learn more? How can they engage?
Thanks so much. So our website is gapininstitute.com. So that's GAPINinstitute.com. And I have a page for your listeners with a bunch of gifts. So if you go to gapininstitute.com/launch, so LAUNCH launch for peak launch. So gapininstitute.com/launch, you're going to get a number of gifts. Number one, I'm going to give you my ultimate peptide guide. I'm going to give you my high performance health handbook. I'm going to give you a free digital copy of my best-selling book, Male 2.0. I gave a TED talk on men's health last year. You'll get a free copy of that along with the transcript. You'll also get a copy of my Peak Launch Masterclass that I gave that dives much deeper into a lot of the stuff we've talked about. And then there's a link there if you want to reach out to my team for more information. There's a link there to jump on a discovery call as well. So again,
Excellent.
gapininstitute.com/launch.
Beautiful. Well, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Dr. Tracy your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to gapininstitute.com/launch and take advantage of all those gifts from Tracy and find out if now is the time to start feeling better. Thanks again, Tracy.
You got it.
Until next time, remember, do your part by doing your best.